Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Dr. Ward Cassells, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Terry Ergens. Dr. Cassells, we've spent a fair amount of time talking about the history of health affairs and some of the current programs that that you're managing. But if we look forward over the next few years, what types of challenges will you face, and how do you envision the evolution of your organization to meet some of these challenges?
Al, I think we're getting a handle on the electronic health records, on the disability evaluation system, communication with the veteran system, and even combat stress. All those are works in progress, but I feel we're turning the corner on those. The big challenge that looms is the challenge of cost. Costs are rising faster than inflation. It can't keep up. We'll eventually be non-competitive. It's eating into our acquisition of other technologies, our training time for other things. We can't all be medical. We can't have half the Department of Defense taking care of the other half, checking their pulse and checking their blood pressure. So we've got to get a handle on medical costs. We are looking at a number of initiatives which are not really very different from those the civilian sector has to work on. How do you make prevention work? How do you get a return on that investment? Getting people, can you pay people to lose weight, lower their blood pressure, lower their cholesterol, lower their sugar, get their immunizations, and get their cancer screening? How does that pay off? How do you get that education done? How much of that can you motivate? How much of it can you just require? So we call this pay for prevention. We're looking hard at this. The electronic records, I think getting them fixed will help. We have some sunk costs. We have some big hospitals that are not completely full because patients are increasingly choosing to go downtown and use private sector care. So we're working to make our hospitals as customer-friendly, as warm, as inviting, as patient-empowered as we can to win that business back. Because if you're maintaining a big hospital, if you don't fill it up, you pay twice. You're paying for the hospital and you pay for the patients to go downtown and get their care. That doesn't make sense. So we have to work on that. And we have many customer service initiatives, but the main thing is delivering great quality care with great conscientiousness, great caring, great enthusiasm. We define it with a list of 10 C's that competent care is: conscientious, compassionate, comprehensive, convenient, computable, clean, courteous, cost-effective. And I put costs at the end because if you do those other things, costs will eventually come down. But we're sweating because they haven't come down yet.
Well, Dr. Cassells, you've obviously had a very, very successful career, and you started by telling us just a wonderful story of how you got started. I'm curious, what advice might you give to someone out there who is thinking about a career in medicine or a career in public service or perhaps even a career in both?
Well, Al, doctors don't have the income or the independence they had when I was a kid, but it is still a uniquely satisfying career. And I think as long as people know that they are not going to get rich doing it, as long as they know that it's a calling that's respected and moderately remunerative, I think they can look forward to a long career of service. We used to say that medical students came to medical school wanting to do good and graduated wanting to do well. We need to have those kinds of students who graduate wanting to do good, eventually They'll manage to pay the mortgage. So as long as they have that understanding, I think they can still be, still have a wonderful career.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you. Dr. Cassells, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Terry and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country, to our military personnel and their families.
Well, thanks, Al and Terry. And if we've succeeded today in getting people interested in the military health system, I hope they'll check out our comprehensive and rather fun website, www.health.mil. And thanks also for your kind words. But I have to say, I'm no manager or bureaucracy buster. I'm just a plain Army doctor who was given the stick here for a couple years by Dr. Gates, and my time's coming to an end. We've had a good run, and we're turning things around, but it really wasn't me. The team is so capable and so caring. I sometimes think of what the story the famous Dr. Red Duke used to say. If you ever see a turtle on a fence post, there's one thing you know for sure, he didn't get there by himself.
That's a great analogy. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Ward Cassells, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs at the U.S. Department of Defense. My co-host has been Terry Ergens, IBM's Military Health Practice Leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.